The demand of tube babies has been increased in China. Recently, a woman received the tube baby treatment from an underground clinic in Guangzhou and ended up with her body seriously hurt. Why did she go to the small clinic? What can we do to crack down on this illegal tube baby market? Guys, tell me about what happened. What happened?
Sure. So this 32-year-old woman, let's call her Zhang Xue without saying her real name. She is from Sichuan province and she hasn't been able to get pregnant many years after marriage. So she decided to try this new technology to have a tube baby. She went to the hospital, but only to find out that if she wanted to receive the treatment, she has to wait for another year. So she kind of decided that let's find another place to do that. Later, she found an underground clinic in Guangzhou. However, after she spent 220,000 yuan and stayed in Guangzhou for 4 months to take the treatment, the doctor told her that they needed to use the sperm of a donor. Apparently, his husband's sperm is not suitable in that situation. Anyway, after the doctor took out her eggs, four of her eggs, she was told that they could not contact the donor. So they suggested they use a frozen salmon. She had no choice because the eggs out. So they had like two embryos and make them, according to the doctors, it's successful. But later on, when she went back to her hometown, she found out that her physical condition is not good enough to accept the embryo. So basically, she just lost the ability to have a baby on her own. So it is possible, because according to the doctors in her hometown hospital, some of the conditions are rapidly lowered. So it is possible that these kind of situation are caused because she received this illegal, unhealthy, not safe treatment.
I gotta know, Bob, why are people going to these clinics, these private clinics? Why?
Well, there's all sorts of issues here. I mean, I suppose we have to make the difference here between private clinics and more regular clinics. And, this has been happening for a very long time anyway. In vitro fertilization, test tube babies, I think the first one happened in the 1980s. And since then, it's just seen as a regular way. If for whatever reasons, you find that you can't have a child of your own, whether it's health problems or whatever, it's become a regular way of doing it. I think the scary thing in this particular story is that there's a black market going on, which is a scary. But yeah, it could be an infertility problem. It could be that I think we've covered the story on the program a few weeks ago about people are having families later, and if that actually makes it harder sometimes for either side. So it's just sometimes it's people, it just doesn't work. They've got to the point where they've tried everything. And they got to try something else.
I think you're totally right. In fact, according to a survey published by China Population Association in 2012, 40 million Chinese patients are suffering from infertility. And not just that. Many people are familiar with the later China family planning policy, but that has, as of the end of last year, been changed so that all Chinese couples can have a second child. So, A, you have 40 million people, and now people can have two children on top of this. On top of this, hospitals are really already crowded here. So I can see this being a problem, but guys, also, I do want to say that this woman should have known better. I mean, New Honglin, what do you think? This place, this private clinic, was located in a residence community. There was only one ultrasound machine with a small screen. And she said the staff was very experienced. They wouldn't even give her their official names, their actual names, and she had been seeing them for 4 months. So you got to wonder, why did she do this? What was the thinking?
Well, I got to say, it's possible that she has been trying for a really long time, which might result in some depression, some kind of thinking in her mind that I do not want to wait like any longer. I don't care if it's a year, if it's a month. I just do not want to wait. I just wanted to try something that will give me some kind of hope, saying that you can have the baby within, let's say, at least to have the process rolling, to have it started. So that's kind of, well, I can only imagine that's what she's trying to do with this small clinic situation. And also, see, she's not like completely not thinking afterwards, because when it's not working, she actually, well, the doctors in that private, let's say it's not a really clinic, actually told her not to report the whole thing and saying they can solve the situation. But seeing sense come back to her, and she started to call people and saying that it's not right. She started to contact media, and she started to realize that after all these trouble, she hasn't even seen the two so-called successful embryos.
But I think, I mean, you say that she should have known better. I think actually, when you're in this kind of situation and you feel as though, you know, I want to start a family, and you can't actually see a way of doing it because there's too much pressure on the existing systems to help you, then you're going to look around for other options. And actually, if you go back into, you know, the traditional way of having children, having family, there wasn't a health service, there wasn't a network of people to help you. It was all done in a much more sort of relaxed sort of way. And I think that perhaps people might think, well, does this have to happen at a big hospital? Does this have to happen at a high-tech sort of laboratory? Perhaps these people, we hear about breakthroughs on the television all the time, that maybe people think, well, it's become this easy now. We can go to the convenience store. If you're talking about it happened in a local community, you know, it may be that people think, no, we can do it this way. If it's going to help me, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, looking at this, I mean, thank God we found out about it. The wife did contact a reporter, and the reporter did do some kind of investigation work into this. So he contacted the doctor surnamed Fung without using an agent, which is actually how I understand this is normally done. But Fung was cautious, asking the reporter how he got the contact number and whether he was guided by some agents and whatnot. But basically, Fung was reluctant to tell him the price and the success rate of how this was done. This is the doctor. Fung told the reporter that he only accepted cash instead of money transfer. You know, so even in Zheng Shui's case, she said that she had received treatment in the clinic for 4 months, and Fung and his assistant wouldn't even tell her their real names, as I said. So I think, Bob, you nailed the chicken on the head. I'll say the chicken on the head. That,
not quite it, but there we go.
Basically, there must have been some kind of desperate thinking going
desperate
on.
Desperate thinking, and people will do desperate things, and probably if you're thinking in a regular fashion, you'll think, well, hang on a second, there are too many things wrong with this.
Right.
You know, that for a start, should I be handing over so much money? Should I be checking to find out what the history of these doctors is, and have they got qualifications? You know, should I be looking into this? Should I talk to people who have already been through this process?
Yeah, for that, actually, all this black market kind of clinic, they don't just invite you in. They don't do that much of an advertisement. Actually, they're, let's say, business model is to have clients, successful clients, invite their friends or relatives to come to that clinic. So when people actually do this, their thinking might be, okay, I know someone, he or she has gone over all the procedure, they got a baby, it's healthy, it looks like a nice thing to do. And I understand maybe they don't have the qualification because they didn't went through the trouble, the paperwork, but I've seen a successful baby there, so it could happen to me, I want that. That's the thinking it might be going on in many people's mind. But the thing is, a successful rate is much, much more reliable in this kind of situation. Only because you see one successful kid doesn't mean that yours is going to be the same.
Yeah, guys, I want to talk to you about something that, you know, I was thinking about before the show. And so at the end of last year, this policy changed. Now people can have two kids. And I'm seeing that maybe, you know, for whatever reason, people are having infertility problems, but they aren't able to get to basically get this done through correct means. So my question is, what's the problem here? Is what's the difference between a test tube baby and a baby that's born in natural ways? If the baby is more healthy coming out of a test tube and whatnot, why not just let people, why not create and facilitate an infrastructure so that this can happen? If it's what, if,
and
if
totally,
it's what people
and
want.
I think in some countries this does happen because it's become very commonplace. It's no longer seen as something which is very unusual to do. I think the problem is availability. Mm. That's the biggest problem, and that there are a lot of people who want to go down this road for all the reasons that we've mentioned already. That you know, people are heading towards having families later, and that in China's case maybe because of there's been a change in legislation, but also. But one thing I wanted to say, though, Yu Honglin, because I think you said that, you know, the talking about success rates, if you go down the regular route, if you go down to at a proper hospital, the success rate is also not very good. So you have to be aware that it is something that you do if you have no other way of trying to start a family. So, but it doesn't. It's no guarantee.
Yeah,
no guarantees.
No. What?
It's no guarantee, Ryan.
What
I'm sorry.
I was
we
trying
can't have
to
a child.
Say is that if a hospital is scared of giving you a success rate, it's scared of giving you any information, you cannot actually making your choice based on one example. That's my argument there. I mean, it's possible that they got that one right, but you can't based on that to believe that it is a logistic hospital without any certificate just because you assume they don't want to go through the trouble of the paperwork. So basically, if you are going to a regular a hospital with the certificate to do that, it's possible that you're not going to get that high of a success rate, but at least you will be safe. Because you can see after this specific case, after the procedure, the treatment, the woman got seriously injured. It's possible that she could never bear a children on her own. That is a really big deal.
You know, personally, I see how this can be useful, and I don't really mind the fact that it's kind of harder to do through legit means. I mean, if there's special circumstances, I totally think it should be sped up so that this person can get the test tube baby that they want. But I think this comes down to something that we can all relate to in some way, and that is nowadays we're finding that human beings are playing God more and more. And this could upset the balance of nature. The thing is, when you push nature in one direction or the other, you could have a snowball effect that will just roll out of control and become bigger and bigger. I'll reference the fact that, let's say, in a lot of cultures, and I think China is similar, you know, a lot of families would like a son. So I've heard, you know, and we talk about it sometimes on this show. But if I gave parents the ability to choose that, you could have a society, a world that has, you know, more of one gender than the other, and that's not natural. Nature has a great way of balancing it so that it's 50-50, and you could apply this to so many other things. I'll say in the case of a surrogate, let's talk about a surrogate. Okay, so a surrogate is someone that if the woman can't house the baby inside of her, maybe a friend or someone like that can volunteer to do that for her. And in which case, you know, nature takes is so powerful. And I've heard when women have a baby that they have this chemical reaction where they bond with this child. And I think even in a surrogate's case, you'll find that many of them bond with this child because they feel connected. I mean, that's 9 months of their life that has been kind of centered around this child. So imagine giving birth to this child, having that bond, and then it being taken away from you. I couldn't really imagine that. I imagine maybe it's like, you know, when you have, you really, really love someone and it's a breakup and you never get to see them again. I imagine it's even worse than that. But, you know, it comes down to playing God.
Yeah.
Is it so great?
I'll just jump in here because I knew Honglin wants to say something, but we have said this in the past, and yep. I know, Ryan, that you agree with me on this, that to have two men talking about something which is essentially a women's issue.
Yes, very true.
Is,
yeah. Thank you for saying that.
So please, Yu Honglin.
Well, see, the things you've just said is kind of like one of the main reasons why it's not legal to have a surrogate mom in China, no matter what.
Mm.
And personally, mm-hmm. I believe if there's some trouble having a kid, there are a lot of kids who are not loved in the world. They don't have a parent. They need the love. They need the nurturing. They need you to raise them. So if it's down to that point and you really couldn't have a baby, I think you might consider adoption, which, well, I believe will also give you a perfect experience of raising a kid. And I feel like that is, even for me, a better choice than have a sperm or egg donor.
And I would agree with you. In as much as I am a fatalist, and I believe that whatever happens in our lives, we've been given these good things and bad things in our lives, which we have to deal with. And if, unfortunately, for whatever reason, it means that you cannot have a child of your own or isn't genetically your own, then so be it. That's the way I look at it. I know I'm speaking as a man, and I know a lot of my female friends would have a totally different way of looking at it. They want to have that genetic bond with a child. But I do totally agree. There are so many parentless children out there who are looking for parents. So it does seem crazy that people will, for example, spending 30,000 yuan or something, when there are young children who are looking for parents.
Yeah, and one thing I have to point it out for those of you who is actually considering finding a black market or a private clinic.
Don't do it.
Don't do it, because even if it's successful, you have to know that we don't have a very big egg donor, let's say, basement or like that. So basically, when there is an egg needed to be donated, what a practical way and a legal way to do it is because during the procedure, you have to get your eggs out to have to finish the treatment. So if someone's egg successfully get it out and some others need it, they will ask for your permission, and if you are okay with it, the egg is donated. So consider this: if you're in a private illegal clinic, it is possible that even though you got a child, you actually got two, and that is scary.
And there are too many, there's too much about this that is scary.
Yes.
I mean, I think scary is exactly the right word, because at every single stage, there are so many questions, because as long as it's done correctly and the legislation is in place and the hospital that is doing it is looking at it all correctly and storing the eggs correctly. And as you say, you do actually have to make sure that you need to know where these eggs are going to come from, that the people were healthy in the first place, etc. So at every single stage, there seems to be something which is a bit scary.
Bob, would you say that you think this shouldn't be something that's mainstream, that most people can do? Only under certain circumstances should it be allowed?
I wouldn't want to tell anybody what to do with their bodies in that sense. I believe that if people, for whatever reason, they want to do it, then by all means, but do it in a legitimate way and try and use a legitimate system.
Would you do it?
No.
Why?
Because as I say, I'm a fatalist. If I was in a position where I couldn't have children, then I would say that has been the decision that has been made by whatever force there is in the world or the universe that has decided it. And I would prefer to, as I say, go and see if I can adopt, find a child that needs a home.
Well, let me ask you a different question. Let me paint this a different way, because I think, yes, for so many, this could solve infertility. But as I understand, some clinics are able to also help you decide the sex of a child, which is why I referenced earlier how it could be a problem. But I think the future of how we can basically engineer babies in a test tube, that's something we're going to hear more and more about as we continue to get older.
And there's that word scary again.
It's scary, but at the same time, realize, what if it means people don't die from tuberculosis anymore? Or I could engineer so that you have a high rate of heart attacks in your, let's say you have a high rate of heart attacks in your family. It's hereditary. I can take that out. Would you really deprive your child of that? Maybe that could lead to some serious heartache in the future.
I would accept coming from a family which was had a medical background.
Yeah.
I believe that any kind of medical advancement is good, and that if you can find a way that you can make sure that people do not suffer, the whole thing about the medical profession is that they do not want to do harm, and they don't want people to suffer. So if people can find a way of doing that, then that's great. I think the danger is that as in this case. Where you have a regular system and you have a black market system, if you suddenly find a way that you can engineer what a child is going to be, you'll find the black market getting in there and people will pay money.
Yeah, and from a family also have a medical background, I have to say.
We're ganging up on you now.
Oh, no.
It's really, actually really hard to, let's say, mess with the nature, because it spent so long time to evolve to this kind of situation. You think you're changing something without tempering any other factor. That is hardly the truth. It is always, if you change something, it always have some side effect that you didn't realize at that time. So we can say we're 100% sure that the only thing I'm changing is that the child will no longer have a serious heart disease. But see, as a patient, it's hard for me to understand, to believe that you are actually 100% sure.
Guys, I gotta know, what should be done specifically in this case?
In this case, I would say,
I don't have professional a professional opinion.
I'm certainly not a professional. please, if I offer this service, just tell me to go away. But I would say no. I think that if people want to do it, but I mean, you just be sensible and actually go find somebody who can do this regularly and knows what they're doing and can, you know, really do the whole thing properly and not take you to town and
has a certificate
and has a certificate and you're not spending loads of money
at
on this thing. Yeah.
And on top of that, just please be really psychologically ready for this. Make sure you and your partner are okay with no matter having a test tube baby or having a donor or all these procedures. Just make sure you want this. You will hold hand together to go through all this and maybe in some way don't have your hopes too up. Just make sure that you're okay with no matter come and make yourself peaceful and calm to, for all these.
Well said, guys.